Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here until 5 a.m., and it is Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all the regular Friday features are coming up. Now, as you've well heard, I host a film club screening, the Nick DiGilio Film Club screening. Usually, it's the first Tuesday of each month, and we got a big special one coming up this Tuesday on the 4th. I will be hosting a screening of Scrooged with Bill Murray, which is just a hilarious and great holiday film. And it'll start at 8 o'clock, and we'll be at the AMC Rosemont 18. But beforehand, we've got a special Christmas gathering that we're going to do over at Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, which is located in the Crown Plaza, Chicago O'Hare. I've been there. It's great. It's a great place. And, obviously, it's in connection with Scrooge because Bill Murray's in Scrooge and a couple of his brothers are in Scrooge. And they were kind enough at Murray Brothers to offer a special deal for us. If you are a if you have a film club ticket or you can prove that you're going to see Scrooge, the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant is offering a 15% discount on your food purchases. So we're going to get there at 6 and have a good time. And then we'll go over, it's like 2 minutes away. We'll go over to the theater and see Scrooged at 8 o'clock. But at 6 o'clock, go to Murray Brothers Caddyshack, have some food, show your ticket stub, and you get a 15% discount on all your food. And I want to thank those guys for doing that. It's really great. But I'm very excited to welcome to the show one of the Murray Brothers, and one of my favorites, who is just fantastic and has done a ton of TV and a ton of movies, and I'm really thrilled to welcome him to the show, and I want to thank him for being here. Let's welcome Joel Murray to the show. Joel, welcome.
Hey, Nick. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Good evening.
Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it, man.
Well, I'm the brother on the West Coast that's still awake, so it's good.
I
didn't realize we were going to do this till 5 in the morning until you just said
exactly,
that, but
yes,
okay, let's go. I got some coffee going.
Very cool, man. Well, first of all, I want to get into, a lot of the stuff that you've done and everything, but tell me about how the restaurant started. Now, the first one was in Florida, correct?
The first one was in Florida, yeah, in St. Augustine. It's still there, but we've been there 19 years, I guess, and it's at the World Golf Village there on this rotunda, and it's a golf world. There's a great Renaissance hotel next door, and there's two golf courses. There's the King and the Bear and the Slammer and the Squire, and we have our big Caddyshack golf tournament out there every year.
Yeah.
And when we were first breaking ground, basically, just building the place out, some nuns walked in and said, "Hey, we heard you boys are Catholics. What are you going to do for us?" And they strong-armed us like Chicago mob. And basically, we said, "Well, we'll have a tournament every year, and we'll give the proceeds to you." And, that's a good start. And, we did it with them for about 10 years, and then we decided we're going to go with some other people that, don't bring nuns and patients and stuff like that. It all benefited a hospital out there, St. Vincent's Hospital, but we outfitted some like urban assault vehicles that would bring vaccinations and health care to the homeless and the poor, and we set them up pretty well for about 10 years, and then we've moved on to other kind of first responder related things since then.
That's really great.
Good-looking firemen girls are better than nuns as far as late-night partying.
That's exactly right. Well, then, when did you guys decide that Chicago? I mean, obviously, it makes sense that here. Well, it's in Rosemont, but in Chicago, because obviously there's a huge connection here. But when did you guys decide to do the Caddyshack restaurant here?
We always wanted it to be in Chicago when we started out, and I remember. I was at the Second City at that point. We're talking about back, 1989, and we were looking for places. And I said, "I found a spot, and it's insane. It's so good. It was a three-story building on Halsted." And I remember my brothers that didn't live in Chicago were like, "Yeah, Halsted's pretty far west." I go, "No,
what?
Halsted is east now. that's bordering on the lake now. The city's going way west." And we didn't go for that spot. Instead, we got this sweetheart deal down in St. Augustine, and the place ended up being across from the Royal George Theater and next to the Steppenwolf. I think it's
wow.
The parking lot now for the Steppenwolf. But, yeah, we would have been printing our own money there. But who listens to the ninth child? Just be quiet.
Yeah.
Be quiet. But it's worked out nice. We get to spend the warm weather down there in Florida instead.
Right. Well, you found.
But it's really nice. Yeah, it's exciting.
I was going to say you found a spot in Rosemont, and it's at the Crowne Plaza O'Hare Hotel. It's a hotel that I'm very familiar with because I am one of the hosts of a flashback horror convention, and it's held at that hotel every year. So this past August, when we had our convention, I went into the Caddyshack restaurant, and it's just great. It's a blast.
Yeah, they were talking about how great the horror people were. That just, yeah, they're so polite with their, you know, knives and stuff. And then, but no, they had a really good time with you guys. Yeah, it's great. And I take the dare where I go, you know, 3 hours for my flight out or 4 hours for my flight out, and I'll actually check my bags and then get on the shuttle over to the Crowne Plaza. And yeah. You know, not that I'm nervous flying, but, you know, it's good to drink for about 3 hours before you get on a flight at the Caddyshack and then take the free shuttle back. Yeah. And, you know, no expense spared there at all. I think if you tip the guy a dollar, you're riding high.
Exactly. Well, I really love
it. Nice.
I love the restaurant. Now, how did you guys come across? How did it work out that you found the Crowne Plaza?
My brother Andy, you know, was talking to different people, and he was looking for a spot. And he met the mayor of Rosemont and some other people, and we kind of got steered to this location. And they've been very good to us, and it's a cool spot. And there's you know, a lot of things are popping around there all of a sudden with the new ballpark and things like that.
Right.
And Rosemont is it's kind of blowing up. Apparently that's west now.
Yeah,
Halstead much further east, but that's the new east now. No, it's a great spot there.
It is, and it's, you know, I've been hosting this this film club now that we're doing on Tuesday. Obviously, this is my seventh year, and I've been doing it at that same location at the AMC Rosemont 18. And watching, you know, having done this now, hosting this the gig, you know, once a month there for 7 years, I've watched Rosemont, just as you said, just blow up. I mean, it's become like an entertainment mecca. I mean, it's really amazing what's happened in the past like 5-6 years.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like back in the late 80s when there was a really bad snowstorm coming in. We used to go out to the hotels in Rosemont, and you know, we were young gentlemen, and we would know that there'd be like 75 stranded stewardesses when the snow really hit. And it was hopping then, and it was a good time to be a young man. But the whole area has gone nuts. It's not just like a blizzard situation.
Yeah.
Like it was then.
Yeah. No, we get cool. nice crowds for the film club, and we're very excited about this one. You know, it had been a really long time since I'd seen Scrooged. And I watch, because I always watch the movie before the screening, just so I can, you know, because we have a little talk afterwards and I want to be familiar with it. And I hadn't seen Scrooged in a bunch of years. I had forgotten just how funny that movie is, man. It's just hilarious. And you have a part in it.
Yeah, I believe I'm listed as party guest number one, so don't blink. But it was, you know, a crazy turn of events, and it had to be a leap day. I remember it was a February 29th that all four brothers worked together on a movie, and Brian played the father in a flashback, and I was a party guest. I was a friend of Johnny, who played Billy's brother.
Right.
And we somehow got a Gilligan's Island question wrong on film, which, like, come on. You know, we grew up Gilligan's Island into, you know, Dick Van Dyke into Hogan's Heroes. I mean, those were shows you knew like the back of your hand.
Right.
But to be on screen and have to get that one wrong, that was kind of weird. And it was fun to watch Carol Kane wield a toaster like inches away from, not inches, millimeters away from Billy's nose repeatedly, take after take.
Yeah.
It scared the hell out of him. That was fun to watch.
Well, it's... Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of also cool to be in a scene with Bill where he's invisible and we can't see him. So it was like working with, I don't know, nobody else. But, we finally get to do a scene with Bill on film, and, you don't get to see him or talk to him. But anyway, a little different.
Yeah. Well, that movie turned out to be, it turned out great. And it's so funny and so loaded with great cast members. And I think it's one of Bill's funniest performances. And I'm really excited to show it. Is it one of these movies, do you get a lot of people saying, hey, I watch that every Christmas?
I've got a lot of people say, yeah, no, it's a tradition. We watched that before, you know, Christmas Eve. We always watch that movie. And, you know, I might be more of a white Christmas guy. You know, I like to watch my brother Brian and Christmas Vacation a little bit. But And It's a Wonderful Life, of course. But I watched it recently, and I forget, like, my friend Bobcat Goldthwait's in it. Yeah. You know, Robert Mitchum's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of crazy cameos, and Buddy Hackett's in it.
Yeah.
You know,
Lee Majors
is in it, right?
Yeah, right out of the
one of my favorite moments when we were shooting. And you had this whole group of people from Scrooge that were, you know, Dickensian, and you got Buddy Hackett and all these people dressed up in Dickens times. And then you had all these people, they were shooting on the Paramount lot at the same time, Coming to America, Eddie Murphy's movie.
Right.
So you had all these people in this African garb with these huge, you know, buttresses on the back of them and all these wild, colorful outfits. And I remember seeing the guy from Star Trek, The Next Generation. I think his name was Brett Spiner.
Yeah, yeah.
He played like Data or something like that, who had like pale greenish white skin. And he's just standing there across the street from us having a cigarette going, look at all these freaks. What the hell's happening around here?
But that sounds like an episode of The Twilight Zone.
It was pretty weird just to see this look of utter disdain on this pale man's face. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Well, I'm excited to show it on Tuesday. And, I want to thank you guys at the restaurant for doing this nice deal for my film club for 15% discount on the food. That's really awesome of the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant to do that.
Well, it wasn't my idea, but we're more than happy to have people. We're, you know, want to get some people in there. It's a great place.
Yeah.
You know, you've got 30 big TVs. It's a great place to watch the Bears game. I did that before one of my flights back to L.A.
Yeah.
And we've got some fashionable stuff in Midnight Blue and Orange that you can purchase while you're there. We've got a lot of stuff you can buy. But the food is great. My brother Andy has been cooking since he faked his IDs to, like, age 12 to be a busboy at Parker's, the local place in Wilmette that we grew up going to all the time.
Yeah.
And he's always been a great cook. And he's just put together a lot of comfort food, a lot of good stuff. Some of the stuff down in Florida, we've got a great Italian beef and a great Chicago dog. Not as big a deal in Chicago,
right,
but
right.
Down in Florida, people are like, oh, my God, this is so great.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well. But they update it all the time. And he's, you know, there's a kale salad if you need to go that way.
Yeah, okay.
And, there's a lot of good food. It's all tasty.
Yeah,
Peter McGarity.
I was just going to say, I can attest to it. During Flashback Weekend, I ate there twice, and the food was great. And I'm just looking forward to Tuesday. Joel, hang on, okay, for a second.
Oh yeah, sure.
All right, there you go. There's
what I do.
It's Joel Murray, everybody, and he's one of the Murray Brothers. Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant is being kind to my film club this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Show up before our screening of Scrooged over at the AMC Rosemont 18. Have some food, and if you got your film club ticket, you can get 15% off your food purchase. And if you want to make reservations or ask questions about the Caddyshack Restaurant, it's 847-443-3673. That's 847-443-3673. And it's all happening on Tuesday, starting at 6 o'clock at the restaurant and then 8 o'clock over at the AMC for the screening of Scrooge. All right, we'll take a quick break when we come back. More with Joel Murray right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and we're here till 5 a.m. And it's Friday, so that means all the regular Friday features will be coming up and more. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. And you can check us out at Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. My guest right now is Joel Murray, one of the Murray Brothers. The Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant is being very kind to us this Tuesday for my screening of Scrooged at 6 p.m. Head over to the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant. We're all going to have some chow and hang out, a little Christmas party, and then we'll go over to the AMC Rosemont 18 and watch Bill Murray in Scrooged. If you got your ticket stub or you've got proof that you're seeing Scrooged, 15% off of all your food purchases at Murray Brothers Caddyshack. So that's going to be the way we kick off the night when we screen Scrooged. And let me welcome Joel back to the show. Joel, welcome back.
15% off. That's great. That's like stiffing your waitress. You know, that's fabulous.
I've loved you in so many movies. The first one I want to mention, though, you mentioned Bobcat Goldthwait, who has gone from, you know, weird stand-up comedian guy, Police Academy guy, to one of the best satirical writers and directors on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Watching his career, you know, change and develop, and the films that he's made over the years, it's been amazing.
We're very proud of our Bob.
Yeah, well, I have to mention God Bless America, man. I can't tell you how much I love that movie and how great you are in it. How did that one? I know you know Bob, but how did that one come to you, and what was it like putting that thing together? Because it's such a great film.
We've been friends for a long time, and he was having back surgery, and he was going to be laid up. And I said, you still haven't watched The Mad Men. You know, I'm going to drop you off. And I dropped him off the first four seasons on DVD. I go, you know, here, you're going to be laid up anyway. And I guess somewhere like through season two, his wife turned to him and said, you know, Joel could be the guy. And Bob's like, oh, what a great idea, and sent me the script. And so I read the script, and I said, yeah, I love it, Bob. It's crazy. It's really good. What do you want me to be, like the guy in the office or something? And he goes, no, I want you to play Frank.
Uh-huh.
No, Frank's the guy. And, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I didn't expect to get offered the lead from, lending a guy some DVDs. But
yeah.
It was really a blast, and it was, you know, here you are, you know, star of a Hollywood movie, but it was a Bobcat production, so I was literally changing in my van, and it wasn't the highest production cost. It was amazing what he did, and he made that look like a $20 million movie, and he made it up for a nickel,
yeah.
And it was so much fun, and, you know, he's very collaborative, and you know, he would let you do stuff, and I would say, you know, it's golden hour, the sun's setting, we should be shooting something, we're waiting for somebody to do something, like, let's just, she and I, we'll improvise something, and we'll here's a balloon, a Russian roulette gun, you guys just, you know, improvise something, and we just did this little bit, and because the lighting was so perfect at that time of day, and, you know, it was Russian roulette, so it could have been one shot, but it turns out we got all six shots out of it, and it was, you know, obvious that I was going to shoot myself in the head on the last one with this balloon Russian roulette kind of toy.
Yeah.
And just little goofy things happen like that that were just wonderful in the film. And, yeah, it really came out, and I just saw it again recently, and it's still as poignant as can be, and I still find myself reaching for the gun I don't have
right.
when people tick me off in traffic and
right.
things. But
right. The girl that you worked with, she's so great. And you guys together, the chemistry.
Carolyn Barr.
Oh, my God. She's amazing in that film.
Yeah. And, you know, she was a 17-year-old girl. And, you know, you don't know what you're going to get in Hollywood. And it was just an open casting thing. And we got this girl. And she was fantastic. And just, you know, bright as a whip. And just wanted to learn stuff and wasn't yappy, you know, just all the bad things she could have been. She was none of those. She was just wonderful. And, you know, we got to go to the Deauville Film Festival in Paris with her. I mean, not Paris, it's in Deauville.
Yeah.
But she was just wonderful. And everywhere we went, she was a good time. And, you know, but like a little sister, not, you know, anything more than that. But
yeah.
Just great. And she's done pretty well for herself. She's been on about three, four different series now. And she keeps plugging away. And Bob, you know, he did this whole Misfits and Monsters last year on
yeah.
True TV, which
yeah.
not enough people saw.
It was great.
But I got to do one of those
yep.
that was just a blast. It was a weird kind of Man in the High Castle / conspiracy theory episode that was really cool. But Bob, he just keeps writing and making stuff, and I don't know when he sleeps, but
I just want to mention really quickly as well, just since we're on the subject of Bobcat Goldthwait, I think he got the best performance out of Robin Williams that he's ever given in World's Greatest Dad, which
ever.
I love that movie, and I remember, this is really funny, Joel, the first time I saw World's Greatest Dad, it was at the Landmark Century Theater on Clark here in Chicago. And it was a Friday mm-hmm. afternoon, the day it opened. I saw it the Friday afternoon it opened. And I went in, and I think a lot of people in the crowd, because there was a lot of, it was a Friday afternoon matinee, so there were a lot of, like, sort of senior citizens and, you know, people. And I think they thought, oh, World's Greatest Dad, Robin Williams, you know. I think they thought it was going to be like a...
It's going to be like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's going to be sweet.
And there were six walkouts, like, during the movie. And
well, that's
I...
a...
And I remember...
That's what Bobcat always says. He says, well, if people make it through the first minute of my films, then we've got them. But I give them the opportunity to leave right away.
Right.
And, yeah, the kid that played the son in that movie was amazing.
Incredible.
He was so good. You just wanted to kill him. And I had teenage boys at that point, and I was like, wow, did this kid nail it?
Yeah.
He was fantastic. Yeah. And Robin was, I swear, it's the best thing he's ever done.
I agree. I totally agree. I totally agree. Yeah.
And I was in Shakes the Clown.
Yeah.
And when I went and saw that, I was so upset that I wasn't, you know, in Bob's, you know, mighty Bobcat Players, because he does kind of hire the same people all the time. And then we got back and, you know, I did God Bless America. And I'm trying to think what else I've done for him. I just did a thing with RuPaul with him
the
other day. RuPaul has a new series called AJ and the Queen. I got to pull over RuPaul in a Winnebago. So that was fun. But, yeah, Bob's a loyal friend and a great guy.
Yeah.
We joke about someday we got to do One Nutty Autumn, the sequel to One Crazy Summer.
There you go.
And,
yeah.
And get that done.
Yeah.
Well, we joke about, you know, Hoops is now working for Pixar and has lost his sense of humor, and we got to go get him to get it back. And it might be true on a lot of levels.
That's another classic, though, One Crazy Summer. Another classic that I've seen a bunch of times. Let me ask you this. You probably get this all the time. What was it like growing up in the Murray household?
It was tight.
Yeah.
It was, you know, my mom cooked for 11 people every night. And we always talk about the comedy came from my father being a very slow eater. And we would try to make him laugh with food in his mouth because, you know, we'd eat in about 45 seconds and then we'd entertain him for the next 45 minutes. And, you know, you learn a lot about timing when you're at a table that big and, you know, you don't want to get shut out the rest of the meal for saying something stupid early. But it was fun. And, you know, it was crowded. And I mean, my brother Ed joined the Air Force at the height of Vietnam. My sister left to join the convent. You know, that's crowded when you think, you know what, maybe I'll just be a nun. And so that left a little bit more room. I think I got out of the crib finally when my sister and brother left. But it was a lot of fun growing up. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
It's true. We're actually going Saturday. Well, tomorrow in your world.
Yeah.
But I'm going to fly out and we're going to go see the Giants Bears game. And then Billy has a crazy Christmas party every year on Monday night. And so that should be some laughs as well.
That's fun.
Who knows?
That's great. You guys should you guys should stick around for Tuesday and come to the screening.
Well, if you have it in New York, when I wake up there.
Okay.
Or if somehow I have a layover in Chicago, then we'll work that out. But,
okay.
As of now, I think I might be flying over you.
You'll
right
be flying
about
over
then.
There. That's right. That's great. Well, listen. Uh-huh. You know, you mentioned One Crazy Summer. How'd you get that gig? That was your first movie, right?
It was my first audition. I was doing improv with Del Close and taking some classes at Second City, and Del got me an agent with the Getty's agency there in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they sent me out on this first audition, and like I got a call back, and then they're like, Joel, they want to see you again. There's an audition, a callback, and it's in Hyannis, Massachusetts. And so I got on a plane with Jeremy Piven to go out and audition to play Cusack's best friend.
Yeah.
And Piven was Cusack's best friend at that point.
Right.
And
right.
I'm like, there's no chance in the world I'm going to get this thing. And we got there and we auditioned for Steve Holland. And he said, all right, you're going to be Hoop's friend and he's going to be the bad guy Ty's friend. And you both got the part, and we're going to send you the costumer and blah, 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 and you're here for 2 months. I'm like, wait, I brought an overnight bag. I didn't think. But so needless to say, I was stealing clothes the whole time I was there.
Yeah.
But that was crazy good, and that's when I met Bobcat. He was making Estes rockets and shooting them down the hallway of the hotel when I met him. But we've been fast friends ever since then, and got to hang out with the lovely Kim Foster that played Cookie and, you know, Matt Mulhern. There was some really good people on that
Absolutely.
Thing that are still friends. Yeah.
Well, it was great. And, wow, your first audition, that's pretty amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I thought, boy, this is just going to be so easy.
Yeah.
What a business. Yeah, it slowed up a little bit after that.
Yeah.
For 20 years or so.
Joel, listen, I really want to thank you, man, for doing this. It's been fun talking to you, man. I'm a big fan of you and your entire family, and I'm so excited that we're going to be hanging out at your restaurant. You guys, Murray Brothers Caddyshack is offering a 15% discount to our film club members. Bring your ticket or proof that you're seeing Scrooge, and that starts at 6 o'clock. We'll have some food and some dinner and Christmassy stuff, and then we'll head over to AMC Rosemont, and 8 o'clock we will watch Scrooged on the big screen.
I think they'll have the decorations up by then. It ought to be nice and Christmassy, and like I said, the food is great, and we've got a great beer on tap, the Caddy Paddle. We've got a bunch of beers on tap, but there's one that I go to all the time that it's kind of a Line and Kugel product, but we've got our logo on it. So great. Anyway,
that's great. Joel, well, thank you. Thanks again, man. I really appreciate it. And have a great
My pleasure, Nick.
Have a great weekend.
Look to meeting you sometime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next time you're in town, let's hook up.
All right. Or some Tuesday night, you know, show God Bless America and all that.
Oh, man, please. You've just planted a seed, my friend. So.
Well, that's what I do. Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Have a good one, okay?
All right, man. It was a pleasure.
Okay,
take care.
There you go. Joel Murray, everybody, one of the Murray Brothers. And we're going to have a blast on Tuesday night. I hope everybody can make it out. Come to the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant, which is in the Crown Plaza Hotel O'Hare, and get there at 6 o'clock. We're all going to have some food, hang out in the cool restaurant, check out all the really cool stuff in the restaurant, have some good food. And if you've got your ticket or proof that you're seeing Scrooge, it's 15% off all food. And that's a great deal. And we want to thank the Murray Brothers Caddyshack Restaurant for doing that. And then we'll go over 2 minutes away. We'll go over to the AMC Rosemont 18. We'll watch Scrooge. That starts at 8. For your Scrooge tickets, reserve them now at amctheaters.com. That's amctheaters.com. And if you want to get reservations or get information about the Caddyshack, the Murray Brothers Caddyshack thing, 847-443-3673. That's 847-443-3673. We'll see you all on Tuesday. And again, one more big thank you to Joel Murray for joining us. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next.